This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 215 for Friday, January 7th. ICE Canola futures are higher on Friday morning, but forgoing much larger gains made earlier in the session. The March canola contract rises $4.30 at $1,027.60 per ton. The May contract is up $4 at $1,005.60 per ton. There's support from sharp spikes in the front months of European rapeseed, as well as small gains in the Chicago soy complex. Declines in Malaysian palm oil are tempering further increases. The Canadian Grain Commission says for weeks 21 and 22 of the current marketing year, farmer deliveries of canola are 360,600 tons. Exports total 166,400 tons, and domestic usage tallies 319,700 tons. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 78.18 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 78.49. The United States Department of Agriculture is set to issue its monthly supply and demand estimates, along with its quarterly grain stocks report on Wednesday. Ahead of the reports, the average trade guess on the soybean carryover is 348 million bushels, up from 340 million in December. Stocks as of December 1st are pegged to be 3.13 billion bushels. The carryout for corn is forecast to be 1.47 billion bushels, down from the 1.49 billion in December. Corn stocks are expected to be 11.6 billion bushels. Ending stocks for wheat are projected to be 608 million bushels, up from the 598 million last month. Stocks are thought to be around 1.42 billion bushels. The USDA says there are two private sales, one for about 176,800 tons of corn to Mexico and 120,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are relatively steady on Friday morning. The March contract nudges up a quarter cent at $13.87.5 per bushel. March soy oil is virtually unchanged at 58.86 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $3.40 at $4.14.80 per short ton. Corn futures are lower this morning. The March contract loses 3.5 cents at $6 per bushel. Chicago oats are mixed, with the March contract up a half cent at $6.71. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, as Chicago March is down 3 cents at $7.43. Kansas City March loses 6 cents at $7.62. And Minneapolis March drops 17 cents at $9.07. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, January 7th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.